Well, don't hurt the messenger, but the first tropical depression of the year has formed off the coast of Florida. The system is 95 miles southeast of Cape Canaveral, and it's only moving at about 5 miles per hour. There is a chance it could become Tropical Storm Arthur later on today. But forecasters say it's unlikely to cause much trouble in South Florida, although a tropical storm watch is in effect from Fort Pierce to Flagler Beach. Lixion Avila is a senior hurricane specialist with the National Hurricane Center.
Most of the rain associated with this system will be in the northern part of Florida. Down here, we might get some extra rain, sure, like we have in the summer, a little bit enhanced by the moisture of the system.
And Avila says any heavy winds associated with this storm will be in North Florida. Tropical storms are the nasty side of South Florida living, so here's a double dose of pretty for you. The legendary Miami Marine Stadium, plus a group of internationally known mural artists. Top it off with some graffiti that actually has the blessing of the National Trust for Historic Preservation. As WLRN intern Carla Javier explains, the partnership is geared toward raising both funds and awareness for the preservation of the historic stadium.
Last year, the County Commission voted 4-1 to preserve Miami Marine Stadium. The outdoor structure and its 6,000 seats originally served as a boat racing stadium and a concert venue. After it was closed over 20 years ago, it became a home to illegal street art. Craig O'Neill is the director of the Art History Mural Project.
So people just kind of fall in love with it. It's pretty unique. That kind of urban decay thing, I think, is very attractive to people.
In order to support preservation efforts, Friends of Miami Marine Stadium invited local and international street artists to paint the stadium. Legally. O'Neill says he hopes to raise $500,000 by selling prints of the artist's murals. At the event, pop music icon Gloria Estefan also announced a $500,000 contribution.
I want to preserve in some way the ability for the urban artists that have been decorating and making this place beautiful despite its decay in the last 20 years.
Friends of Miami Marine Stadium has until January 2015 to raise $30 million to restore the structure. So far, it has $10 million in pledges. I'm Carla Javier in Miami.
And speaking of marine life, Fabian Cousteau and his team of scientists and filmmakers are preparing to return to land after a month underwater in the Florida Keys. Decompression begins this afternoon for Cousteau and his Mission 31 team inside Aquarius Reef Base. And we will be chatting live with Cousteau this coming Thursday. Please join us on WLRN.org. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei.